In the 1950s and 60s, singing cowboys like Gene Autry and Roy Rogers were heroes of the American West. And one of them, Rex Allen, was known as the Arizona Cowboy.
The last of the silver screen cowboys. The last of a fast dying breed.
He was famous for singing old-fashioned tunes about the cowboy life, narrating many Walt Disney Westerns, and starring in films like Shadows of Tombstone with his loyal horse, Coco.
A generation later, his son and namesake Rex Allen Jr. has kept the legacy of the cowboy life alive, but now he's decided to hang up his guitar, and the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with him more about taking this step. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit more about Rex Allen Jr.
Well, he followed in his father's footsteps, becoming an American country western singer with hits like Goodbye and Two Less Lonely People in the 1970s. And he's the writer of our state's sort of alternative anthem called Arizona. And every year he comes back to Arizona to perform at Rex Allen Days, a rodeo celebration that takes place each summer in Wilcox. It celebrates all things western and, of course, the legacy of Rex Allen. But this year, Rex Allen Jr. will take the stage there for the last time. His Sunrise to Sunset tour will conclude there on Saturday, where his career began when he was just a child. I spoke with him more about this decision to retire, his own legacy, and what it was like to grow up the son of a famous singing cowboy.
You know, I started out on the road with my dad when I was 7 years old. And, you know, I was performing in the shows by the time I was 8 or 9.
It's not a normal upbringing, kind of on the road and taking care
of
the animals.
No, it's not a normal upbringing. You're absolutely correct. To me, it was normal. Let me tell you a story about when I figured out that my life was different than everybody else. Dad and I had worked the rodeo, and I was maybe 11, I think. And we had worked the rodeo in Colorado Springs, and we were going from there to Boise, Idaho, or something like that. And we climbed on an airplane, and the plane stopped in Rapid City, South Dakota. Well, the pilot came back while we were flying through, and he said, "Mr. Allen, it got out on radio and television that you were going to be flying through, and 3,000 people are at the airport. They want to see you and wave to you. Do you mind getting out of your seat and just coming to the top of the stairs and waving to the crowd?"
And saying hi.
Dad said, "No, I wouldn't mind at all." And so we got there and landed. Sure enough, there were 3,000 to 5,000 people there. Then at that point in time, I knew that there was something different about my life. You know?
So did it always seem inevitable that you would follow in his footsteps?
You know, honestly, I never knew I was going to do anything else. And it's not that the family forced me to do it. It's just that I got such joy out of seeing Dad entertain people and the applause and so on and so forth. And, you know, it was fun to me.
Highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home.
The one thing about being an entertainer is it's instant gratification. You know, it's almost like a drug, I think, don't you?
Yeah. So when your dad was in the business, singing cowboys were really in vogue. This was Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and him. But when you started recording, it was later in the 70s and the 80s, and I kind of wonder, did you sort of see the cowboy lifestyle fading, and did you feel any responsibility to keep it going?
You know, yes, I did. No matter where I was, whether it was in Paris, Texas, or Paris, France, I always took Western music with me on my shows, every single one of them. And the reason why is because it's my heritage. And I felt it was my honor and privilege to keep Western music alive as much as I could. Here's the thing. A lot of people feel that Western music has died, and it has not. It's just the definition of what country music is doesn't want to include Western music. Did I think it was a calling? Yeah, but it was more of an honor than a calling.
To keep this going.
You bet it is.
Where a horse and a man become partners at dawn. And that time I'm singing this cowpuncher song.
So what do you think of today's country music? Are you disappointed in what's happened?
Yeah. Here's what I think. For 30 years, I said that there needs to be two charts. There needs to be a traditional country music chart and a pop country chart, if you will. Country music used to be an art form. In the old days, when you were flipping through the radio dial, you knew when you were on a symphony station, you knew when you were listening to a rock station, to a jazz station, so on and so forth. Well, and you, when you flipped to a country station, you knew it was country.
So with the state of country music now and the legacy that you've sort of built from your father and through your own career, why are you retiring now?
Well, I'm 70 years old. That's the first thing. And I've had, you know, a 50-year career in the music business. And it's time for me. I want time to do other things. I'm still going to record and put music out. I'm now a part owner in 2 internet radio stations. I've got 4 films to do. I mean...
So retiring is not quite the worst.
My rear end. There is no such thing, you know.
So I want to talk a little bit about your legacy as you're sort of ending that part of your career. This will be your last show at Rex Allen Days in Wilcox. It seems appropriate. I wonder, what do you want your legacy to look like, especially when it comes to some of those iconic songs about Arizona and the desert?
Well, we're going to be in Texas Canyon. That's right between Benson and Wilcox. Beautiful, beautiful country. It's my first memory of Arizona is Texas Canyon. And there's a beautiful museum there called the Ameren Museum. And there is a pioneer cemetery there. And my grandfather, Horace Allen, is buried there. What we're doing is we're putting tombstones up for my mom and dad. And also, too, I'm dedicating my tombstone because that's where I'm going to be buried. But on my tombstone, here's what it says. Dad, because that's the greatest name I've ever been known by, was Dad. And underneath it says Rex Allen Jr. And underneath it, it says something very simple. The greatest thing I've done in my life was that it's writer of the song I Love You, Arizona.
I love you, Arizona. Superstitions and all. Sunsets put music in a soul.
Arizona has been such a part of my life, all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't leave here. And when I go to my final resting place, it will be in Texas Canyon, because this is where my blood is. For the future of Western music, I think that you're going to see people that are going to long for it. And they'll look for it, because there's a peace in Western music that is nowhere in any other kind of music.
I love you, Arizona. Desert dust on the wind.
Rex Allen Jr., thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
You know, it was great to talk to you.
Cactus, the blue, and the smell.